The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Clinton Yates, Frank Isola, Jackie McMullen, and in her first show, Monica McNutt. Welcome to the program. We called you.
Right.
Give her fire. Let's see. Today.
Give us some elbows, Monica. Give us those elbows.
The biggest sporting event in the world, Serena Naomi, and... Well, we got pitchers and catchers. Look what Fangraphs did to the Baltimore Orioles. 0%. Let's go.
Point total. Zero.
Monica McNutt comes to us from Washington, D.C. You can catch her on the ACC Network, Madison Square Garden Network, FS1. You heard her on the call of South Carolina, UConn last week, which was incredibly rated, so we're proud to have your ratings today. Here for TV, Georgetown Proud, Maryland Raised, PG County. Monica, tell us your life story in 5 seconds, please.
In 2011, I lost by 6 points to the UConn Huskies in the Sweet 16. I'm convinced my life will be different.
Whoa, that is a statement nobody in the history of the show has ever been able to.
Get used to it.
It's great to have you here. Smile, Monica. This is your first mute. There we go. That's the first word. All right, we won't need an alarm. It's a very reasonable start time tonight. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Serena Williams, Naomi Osaka. This is the second Grand Slam match they've met in. The first, the U.S. Open in 18, where a whole lot went down. And Osaka won. Both coming in strong. And for Williams, the motivation for the record-tying 24th major. It's kind of enormous now after losses in her last 10. Monica McNutt, right out of the gate to you. What's the one thing that will decide this match?
I think it's Serena's stamina and her defense. She's in incredible shape, Tony, when you look at it. And in the last match, she was 70% on volleys that went 9 or deeper. Not to mention, I'm all in on mom strength. This is the best she's looked since Olympia has arrived. Not to mention, she was in her belly last time she won this
match. Yes, that's right. We have two Australian Open champions on the floor here for this event because of Olympia. And Serena, Clinton Yates, the one thing that decides this match.
I think the second serve accuracy is going to be huge here. In the last couple matches, what Serena's been able to do is dominate folks on the first serve, but on the second serve a little bit, she's not going to be able to do that against Naomi. Naomi's return game is just too strong for her not to go as aggressive in that part of the game as it is in the first part, as it is on the first serve. However, there are fans in the stands, Tony. This is a big deal as far as Ms. Williams is concerned because they, frankly, are probably going to be rooting for her, a major factor in major tournaments. So all of the pressure that we talked about yesterday in terms of her trying to get to 24, I think that's aided by the fact there are humans in the building this time, and that should help Serena a lot.
Good point. Jackie McMullen, where are you on this? The one thing that will decide Serena Naomi.
Well, first, and you know I love you, Clinton, but I don't know if you saw the interview on ESPN with Serena Williams, who talked about the fact that she's been calmer because the crowds haven't been there.
Whoa.
And the more crowds that she sees in this current environment, in this second life of hers, it creates more anxiety for her. So I think this is probably the first time in her career that having the fans there isn't necessarily a positive. If I'm going to point to one thing, Tony, to answer your first question, what about a Osaka serve? It's pretty deadly. It's pretty scary. And if she gets success early, does that put Serena on her?
Frank Isola, the one thing you think will decide this match.
Well, I want to start here. First of all, Monica, consider me the Diana Taurasi of this show. That should make you feel right at home. But I think we're kind of burying the lead. They played one of the most infamous tennis matches back in 2018. We all know what happened at the U.S. Open. Since then, you have Osaka 3-0 in major finals. Serena 0-3. For me with Serena, when she gets to the semis and the finals, a lot of times it's nerves. She's a great, we all know she's an all-time player. She's the strongest player out there. But when it gets close, I think for her, sometimes, especially in those third sets, she can kind of stress out a little bit. Remember, too, if she were to make it to the finals, we could get an All-American final, and Jennifer Brady is a big hitter as well. So for Serena, it's not just about the semi. It'll be about the next two matches, which will not be easy.
That may be true, but tonight is the semi. So Jackie McMullen, you've already kind of leaned one way with describing Osaka's serve being deadly. Mm-hmm. Who you got?
Osaka hasn't lost since last February. My heart is with Serena, but my head tells me it's Naomi.
Frank Isola?
I think Serena is going to win tonight. I think she'll make it to the
Monica point. McNutt?
Frank, the only thing I'm going to make you the goat on is that I happen to agree with that opinion. I think Serena wins tonight. Clear eyes, clear heart. Really? Can't lose. She seems light.
Linton Yates.
When Serena Jameika Williams wins this game, the crowd will go wild, Jackie.
Okay. All right. But she,
well,
Jackie
no
did
that,
throw it right
friend.
Back in your
Just
face.
The
she
facts.
Gave you Serena's words
Just
that she
facts,
was kind of digging no fans. All right.
Okay. Okay.
We'll move on. It's not the end of the world, Giannis says. And no one should be in panic mode, Giannis says. But it's four straight losses for Milwaukee, and it's another fourth quarter letdown for these Bucks. Monica, right back at you. How sure are you it's not the end of the world and not panic time for Milwaukee?
It might not be panic mode, Tony, but it certainly isn't cruise control. This is a sign of some danger ahead. When you look at this group, they're 0-9 in games when they go into the fourth quarter trailing, and they're like the second worst team when it comes to clutch statistics, excuse me. But the other part that's confusing to me is that they just don't seem to have any urgency. I think about last night versus the Raptors and down the stretch against the Suns. DeAndre Ayton wasn't having a tremendous game. Giannis didn't exactly go at him and capitalize in that loss either.
Did you hear that? Look at the panel's faces right now. They just realized we signed a basketball analyst to talk about basketball here, and they're very afraid. Clinton Yates, talk about Milwaukee here and that failure to close games out.
Yeah, I've used this analogy before, but this is a situation where you break the glass, but you do not necessarily have to pull the fire hydrant out right now, because while there is not an emergency, there is certainly cause for alarm. And the way that they look in that fourth quarter, the way Monica brought up, at no point did I think that the Bucks were going to win that game. And that is an issue for a team that's supposed to be that good. The crowd was there, speaking of crowds, which was a factor probably maybe somehow coming back. But if they can't figure it out, this is a team that, because the East is completely reshuffled, I don't know how much of a favorite they are going into the playoffs at this point. So, yeah, Bood, you might want to sort out what's going on with your backcourt. Never mind your
Jackie, when you hear Giannis say it's not panic time, no. I mean, some people might are acting like it is, but it's not. What do you think?
I don't think it's panic time. And during the four-game losing streak, teams are shooting 51% against them. They're giving up over 123 points a game. That's not normal Bucks defense. Has anyone noticed during that four-game losing streak that Jrue Holiday is out because of COVID protocols, and he's one of their most important defenders? But here's what I do worry about when you talk about closing games, Tony, and this is no secret. Giannis shoots 64% from the line. Now listen to this. He averages nearly 10 free throws a game. He shoots almost 46% of his team's total free throws. That's a huge number. And they're near the bottom in the league in free throw shooting because he has trouble from the line. And you worry, does it make him not want to go to the line when the game is on the line?
Frank Isola, four straight losses for Milwaukee. Let's talk about last night specifically, the way they weren't able to close out the game. What was it, 12-5 over the last 5 minutes?
Yeah.
What is the major malfunction?
And really, too, you know, being 0-9 when you trail after three quarters, that's, I mean, you're not getting it done in the fourth quarter. But here's the thing, Jackie. Giannis is 34 for his last 44 from the free throw line, so that actually is an improvement. He has shot a lot better over the last 10 games. I think what happened to Milwaukee last year, they put the pedal to the metal. They had the best record in the league, and where did it get them? They had to play every game in the bubble. I think the great regular season to them didn't pay off in the playoffs. I don't know if it's the right approach. They seem to be taking it somewhat easy during the regular season. And to Jackie's point, Jrue Holiday was a huge, huge pickup for them, and he hasn't played in the last.
But we've seen other teams been able to win. We're about to talk about the Nets, who are winning games without two of their big three, and now Holiday's out.
Yeah.
Monica, you said something before we sat down about how this team should be approaching this season. Frank just brought up the fact that they went for wins last year. It didn't work for them. How do you view it this year?
I mean, I think Frank makes a decent point, sort of, but when we look at the East and this season of all seasons, it's more of a gauntlet at the top than we've ever seen before. The Nets are healthy, they're in play, the Celtics are coming. If the season stopped right now, the Raptors are in the playoffs, and the Bucks just lost to the Raptors.
I think she gets the show already in her first show. Frank, decent, sort of. Jackie, you can get a last word here.
Well,
okay. What I was going to say is you talk about them putting the pedal to the metal. Last year, Frank, not one person on their team averaged more than 30 minutes a game, Giannis included. So what does that mean? It's not like they're resting in this year, getting them ready. I don't know what that
means. Everybody's going after Isola. Now I'll give you a last word, Frank, here. It's only fair.
Well, remember, Monica's talking about that game against UConn. Georgetown was actually up at the half. So
whoa,
we need to
wait,
break
not...
down what happened in
the
game.
You are not doing this.
Really, how you're welcoming me in?
Oh, man.
Wow. Wow. We were up a lot of that game, actually.
We're moving on. Nets 128, Suns 124, coming back from 24 down without Durant or Irving. And Brooklyn finished the game on a 12-0 run to win it. Frank, this is your account. What did the Nets show you last night?
It tells me that Kyrie is a basketball savant. He said, James, you are the point guard, and look how it turned out. This is a terrific win for them on the road. You're down 24, no Durant, no Kyrie Irving. You have every excuse in the world. You're back-to-back the whole thing. What it tells you, though, is that James Harden is an incredible player, and since they picked him up, he has been their best player. Say what you want. He came into camp out of shape. He's still out of shape. He didn't show up on time. When they throw the ball up, that dude is ready to play, and he's a big-time leader. One other stat, that 27 three-pointers the other night, franchise record, last night, 20. Kevin Durant had zero of those 47. Kyrie Irving had nine. Other guys are getting it done.
Jackie
as well.
McMullen.
It's you got to give James Harden the tip of the cap here, because the one thing I wasn't sure about it, and he said he was going to do it, was I don't care about shots, I don't care about scoring. He's proving it. He's doing it night after night after night, and he's doing economical scoring, 14 and 22, I think he was from the floor this time. And I guess, here's the thing, I keep wondering, can they outscore everybody on the way to the NBA Finals? It appears like they're going to try. They gave up 54% shooting again to an opponent, but yet they win.
Glenn Yates, what did last night's win tell you about Brooklyn?
I heard a lot of yang from people on this panel, not named Monica, about how troublesome the Nets are going to be. Can Kyrie get it together? What are we going to hear from Harden? Does KD have to be the man? Guess who was on the sideline cheering their boy on when he was filling it up against the Suns? Oh, that would be KD and Kyrie. These gentlemen are having fun. They have obviously figured out what it's going to take in order for them to be the team they need to be. Beating the Suns is one thing. That's an improved squad. But the fact that they're getting along, I love to see.
And Monica.
Yes. Oh, what am I saying about
Brooklyn
this
Nets? What did last night's performance prove to you? Uh-oh, here we go.
It proves to me that the big three until the tip of the next game are Joe Harris, Jeff Green, and Landry Shamet, because Harden came back to the game with a 5:33 mark in the fourth quarter with a 7-point lead. It was those guys playing defense that set that thing up.
I think that was some more smoke in Isola's face. All right, we're going to take a break here. Kyrie's look last night, by the way, going into the game. Did you see Kyrie? Grade this look. This
is the walking stick.
The walking stick, yes.
Look at the stick.
Little Moses stick there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's climbing Mount Manana.
Oh, Kendall,
man, too. Guard a stick. That's
you shall stick. Not pass. Just shoot. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Stick talk.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
The NFL just doesn't f***ing care. They don't care. I mean, they'll write condolence letters and like that. But if they were invested, they'd actually put some money behind the Legends community and into the mental health and substance abuse side of it. And not once you're bad for the brand, the Shield, they could give two s***s. They don't get how precious life is. And then I have this f***ing survivor's guilt. Of it. You need to do something. Just be part of the solution.
The tragic death of recently retired NFL player Vincent Jackson this week, alone in a hotel room away from his family, was so tough to hear. Many details still unknown. The family of Jackson's has told Hillsborough County, Florida detectives that he suffered chronic alcoholism and from concussions. Clinton Yates, how do you hear former NFL player Ryan Leaf there?
Ryan Leaf is more than just a former NFL player. Ryan Leaf is a guy who has put his life back together after public shaming and humiliation and a career that unfortunately did not work out. We all remember how journalism circle people used to literally make fun of him because of that time he blew up on a reporter. His life ended up being something that he has come back to tell people what it takes in order to be a complete person for him. So when he talks, I listen. That kind of emotion to me is something that a lot more people should be paying attention to. He's not just some other veteran saying something because he's upset. He's a guy who's shown America what it takes in order to be the strongest person you can be. I appreciate him saying this.
I appreciate you saying that, Clinton Yates. Monica McNutt, how did you hear Ryan Leaf there?
It was utterly heartbreaking to listen to. I mean, at the end when he says, or someone's gonna get hurt, and he couldn't even finish it because we've lost so many lives already because of this. I also think we like to say sports are a microcosm of society. And we do this thing where we have transactional relationships and it's not a good thing. And once I've used you up, I toss you to the side. Somebody needs to do something. He's 100% right.
Frank Isola, he's talking as a former player. He's talking as a man living with addiction in his life. But he's also talking about an employer caring for former employees long after they played in the league. How do you consider it all?
Well, I think he's right. I would put it on the NFL. I would also put it on the Players Association as well. What type of help are you giving your former players? I mean, you talk about things like concussion. We've heard this all the time in the NFL for players that are retired. Also, alcoholism. It's just a tragic story for a guy who had his entire life ahead of him. To me, it's the NFL and the Players Union to be working together on something like that.
And Jackie McMullen?
Frank is right about one thing. Of course, it's part of the NFL's responsibility, but you have all these players that have made millions of dollars and embarrassment of riches among the NFL players. Look what the NBA did. Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, they got together with the Players Association and the league. They set up a fund for retired players, not just the pension, but also they pay their health insurance. And you know what? It encouraged Tiny Archibald to go get a health checkup that he wouldn't have done otherwise. And he found out he had a very, very serious heart condition and ended up with a heart transplant. Those stories can have happy endings if you support them financially and otherwise.
Monica, you said microcosm of the world. Sports often is, and that's often said in such a positive way. And we all believe that. You know, that's why we're in this business in some way. But it's also true on the other side here. And now we're seeing how vulnerable our former athletes, especially NFL players, are. And on a day like today, I'm thinking about Ash Wednesday right now personally, but on a day like today, you could often feel isolated and exhausted that you can't be there for other people, especially in a pandemic like we are now, and we need support systems. We need to know how to be there for other people better. Thanks for your thoughts on that. We'll move on. Buy or sell 2, free agency is wild. J.J. Watt said it. Cleveland.com cited a source saying the Browns have a lot of what he wants, checking the box of Super Bowl contender. So Monica, I want to ask you about what free agency should be for J.J. Watt. It could be the Browns.
Sure, it could be the Browns, but I'm feeling like a little birdie must have told him that Hard Knocks is trying to run it back round two, J.J. and the quarterback in Cleveland, because the only thing I like out of this thing is that somebody finally admitted there's money involved here, not just title contention.
Were you talking around Baker Mayfield's name there a little bit? You can say the name. You can say it. Ooh, the point's going down for McNutt. Isola, how about you?
Well, if he wants the money, you go to Cleveland, which does have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Sentimental value, going to a team that seems to be right there. Go home to Wisconsin. play with Aaron Rodgers. This way, if you lose, it won't be your fault. It won't be Aaron Rodgers' fault. But that, to me, makes the most sense.
Whoa. Let's dig a little deeper on what Frank is selling right here. What is that? It won't be his fault. And what are you saying about the Houston Texans last year?
Well, they weren't 4-12, and it wasn't his fault. It wasn't Deshaun Watson's fault. Aaron Rodgers didn't run on third down. That was the coach's fault. It's always everybody's fault but the superstars in the NFL.
Hasn't it been proven that the Houston Texans were an absolute dysfunctional franchise? Frank Isola, hasn't that been proven? Jackie McMullen, how about you?
Hey, and the Packers don't have the cap room, Frank. I like him with the Tennessee Titans, Tony. We know they need help on defense. And Mike Vrabel was his defensive coordinator in Houston, and they got along famously.
Clint Yates. Good match.
I might have missed a memo where J.J. Watt can walk into any franchise in the NFL and name his price as well. That's just me. But if you ask me, I'd like to see him go to Pittsburgh, where he can hang out with his family, and they can do another TV show, maybe a reality show this time.
Three-time defensive player of the year, and he's going to be an incentive-laden contract at this point in his career. I think he can kind of have some. It doesn't matter. Clinton Yates, it was a pleasure having you here. Frank Isola, you were also on. There we go. Monica McNutt in our first show takes the showdown, and now the original gangsta, Jackie McMullen, in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, it's pitchers and catchers. We've waited all winter, and this is what Fangraphs did to the Baltimore Orioles. This is chances of making the postseason. 0% on the first day of pitchers and catchers.
Yeah.
Monica McNutt, Jackie McMullen, welcome to Showdown. Monica, true or troll?
My mom always says everything that's true doesn't need to be said, so I'm going with the troll on this one. This is about gambling. You can put the littlest bit of money down and get a payout if anything extraordinary were to happen.
Jackie?
I don't know. Like, for instance, in 2016 in the EPO League, Leicester City was 5,000-1 odds. No one thought they would win. 2016, Tony, who won?
Yes, they did. Thank you.
Right, my friend.
But you know how I feel about taking one sport and then just immediately comparing it to another sport, Jackie. You're a veteran and you just lost to the rookie. Monica McNutt wins her first show. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tony. I gotta say, this month is the collision of national celebrations of Black History and National Girls and Women in Sports Day, and that is a big reason of why I even have this platform. So I just want to shout out the many dope Black women doing their thing in sports, in particular to my girl, LaChyna Robinson and Jasmine Ellis. We made it, y'all!
There we go, the ascension. Congratulations. The rookie winning her first show. Thank you, Monica.
I've never been so happy losing.
Yes, you know what I noticed today, though? We hit our yearly allotment for shoulder shimmies. Is this a thing now, Monica? Okay. I think you have to keep it for the rest of your days here. Yeah.
Can it be?
Antoine Walker.
Happy to make
Steph
it.
Steph Curry. Look at that. Congrats. We'll see you tomorrow.
Antoine Walker.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota.